This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So right now in front of me, I do have Mr. Craig Boucher from Heartlines, who is also a speaker right here today. So I'm just going to quickly welcome him on MUT Radio. And Mr. Craig, welcome to MUT Radio.
Well, Mvelo, thanks so much for having me. It's a joy to be here for the first time.
Hi, it's your first time.
First time.
Hi, welcome.
They say this is the first time for everything.
Yes, definitely. So, besides being invited here in this program, why did you feel like it was important for you to attend?
So, because the organization is working with fatherless boys, that's something very close to my heart. And Heartlines has a program, Fathers Matter, where we're promoting the active positive presence of men in the lives of children. And so it's something very close to my heart. And so if ever that invite comes, I will always be there, even though I just arrived from Australia last night. So literally not even 24 hours, I'm here.
You're already working.
No. But it's something I couldn't turn down.
Yes, it's something very important. So can you outline for us what Fathers, it's a program, Fathers Matter to...
Yeah, so Fathers Matter, when we did some research into the state of fatherhood in South Africa, we discovered that almost 70% of children are growing up without their fathers present. And that out of the research, it also revealed the risks that children face when their fathers are not involved in their lives, like alcohol and drug abuse, early teen pregnancy, poor economic and educational outcomes, being bullied at school. And so there's many things that children become face risks when a father's not present. And so within that, you know, even when the teen years come, you know, and children's identity, particularly the boys, they get it from their father. And so when that absence is there, it means they struggle with identity. And then we wonder why you see negative behaviors occur.
That is very important. That is a very important program. So if I may ask, if you see now these children, they don't have fathers, or these young men or boys, how do you intervene as Heartline?
Yeah, so a big part of what we do is actually train leaders, we train sports coaches, we run workshops within churches, one, to make them aware of the importance of men's involvement, but two, to encourage men to be social fathers. So we may not get every biological father back in the life of a child, but if we are able to get men to be that village to raise the children, it can make a huge difference. And and what is interesting, here I am in Umlazi today. There was a young man many years ago who was a friend of my son. They played soccer together. He was at Umlazi Comtech. And I was a social father to him. He spent many weekends and holidays in our home. And long story short, by just standing in the gap for him, he went on to study at WITS. And he's a medical doctor today.
Oh, that is amazing.
And I just play the role as a social father. And so we encourage men to play that role because it can make a difference in somebody's life.
Oh, that is amazing. So I also read somewhere, I don't know how true it is, that you also produce like films, little short films, maybe little miniseries. So how is that important in getting the message across?
Wow, I'm glad you asked me that, because we produce six short films, like 25 minutes each, but well-produced films using the best actors in the country. And each of those films deals with a different aspect of fatherhood. Yes. And the films form a great platform to have discussion around the whole issue of fathers and absent fathers. And so we produce these films. We also have a discussion guide that goes with it. So you can show a film for 25 minutes, have a half an hour discussion around it. And that way it gets people talking about absent fathers, get people talking and recognizing that maybe some of my struggles is due to the fact that my father was absent, and now I can close the gap and get help and be able to move forward. And so we actually have our seventh film that's going to be launched in June. also to do with the fathers. And so those films can be shown in churches, it can be shown at the university. We can have a screening, we can have conversations around that. And so there's on our website, we have plenty of resources which we make freely available around the topic, but also on our YouTube channel, people can access the films if they want to watch it. They can also download the discussion guides, or I could come back and I can facilitate some of those conversations and even train people to do it as well.
That would be great.
It would be wonderful to do that.
Yes, that is amazing. So before I let you go, Mr. Craig, so as you hear, you've seen like young men, young boys without father. So as someone who is a listener, who is at home, who is without a father and is filling that void, what advice would you give them?
I think for somebody in that position is, one, I am sorry that they are in that position.
Yes.
But know that it doesn't mean it's the end of their lives. Doesn't mean that they don't have value. I want them to know they are valuable.
Yes.
They have worth. And we do believe in young people. It's been part of my life, my whole life. And with that, I would say is find a mentor. See if you can get a mentor. But a mentor needs to be somebody that's a positive role model.
Yes.
And so at Heartlines, we encourage social fathering, and a social father is a non-biological father, but somebody who can plug the gap as a role model for young people. And the research shows that if there is a positive male role model, it does plug the gap of the absent father. It can never replace them, but it can plug the gap on that. And so I'd encourage them, go onto our website. We have lots of information there and resources there to help them further as well.
Yes. So can people come to you personally, or you work with organization that find like these young men, boys for you, so you can assist?
Yeah. So people can contact me. Obviously, as an individual, there's limited capacity that I can do. And so for me, it would be more to encourage and say, well, okay, let's say for students, say, well, okay, we've spoken to our lecturers and we've spoken to the student council, we would want a screening, or we'd want to learn more about this, or they're more than welcome to contact me, and we'll come and we'll do it at no cost. So there's so we remove the barrier of cost, and we gladly do it. And in fact, Umlazi is an area that this year I have high on my agenda as an area we want to give specific focus to. And so so it's the right time for this to take place.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Craig, for joining us on MET Radio. And thank you for the wonderful work that you do for the young men out there, the young boys out there. And we hope that you continue to help them.
You are most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is an MET Radio podcast.